Are you a speech language pathologist or occupational therapist who is feeling the squeeze of high caseloads and limited support? Wondering if maybe private practice is the answer? Well, let's talk about it. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Don't just dream about having better work-life balance. Make it your reality by starting your own private practice. To register, just head on over to privatepracticetraining.com right now and sign up, and I'll see you there. Do you ever wish that you could hear directly from regular SLPs and OTs who transformed into successful private practitioners after going through the Start Your Private Practice program? Their words, their experiences, their outcomes from being in the program? Well, now you can. Today's episode is going to introduce you to four amazing Start Your Private Practice student alums: Casey Bartlett, Emily Gavin, Caitlin Celadano, and Melissa Perez. All four of these START students came from different backgrounds and had their own unique reasons for starting their own practices. Some had experienced burnout early in their careers. Others wanted more freedom and flexibility in their day-to-day lives for their current or future families. Others had a particular niche that they wanted to serve and knew that there wasn't enough services in their local community. All four of these students had the same fears, doubts, and hesitations that you do. But they decided to go for it, join the Start Your Private Practice program, and create a new future for themselves. And I cannot wait to introduce you to them. So stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, CEO of The Independent Clinician and founder of Private Practice School. First, I started my own private practice. And then over the past 15 years, I've worked with over 10,000 SLPs and OTs to start and grow their successful private practices so they can have more freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and finances. I created the Private Practice Success Stories podcast to share what's possible for you, your family, your clients, and your community when you choose private practice. We'll share everything from small private practice side hustles to flexible lifestyle private practices to traditional brick and mortar practices and everything in between. You'll meet regular clinicians just like you who followed our steps and are now living their private practice dreams. If they can do it, you can do it too. So let's get started. Hello, bootcampers. I am so excited to be here tonight with our students. So we have tonight a wonderful crew of students who have been in the Start Your Private Practice program and have gone from not having practices at all to now having pretty amazing speech and occupational therapy private practices. So as you are coming in, say hello in the chat. Let us know that you are here, that you can hear me, that you can see us, and we're going to get going in just a second. I also want to let everyone know that you can ask questions to our panelists. So this is not a one-way dialogue or anything. This is meant to be a discussion. So you have all heard a lot from me this week, and I wanted to make sure that you all had opportunities to hear from real people who have been through the START program and used it to be able to start their practices. I also want to say at the end, I don't think I'm going to forget this, but y'all make sure that I don't. We're going to do a giveaway for the new client onboarding kit. So make sure you stay till the end because two lucky people who are on here tonight are going to be able to get the new client onboarding kit. So anyway, the way that I would love to get started, everyone, is if we could just go around and if you could say your name, your location, your discipline, and then maybe a little bit about
your practice. And I'm going to go in order that I see people. So Casey, do you mind starting?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, guys. I'm Casey. I am in Santan Valley, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix. We're way out in the East Valley. I have a private speech therapy private practice, and I just brought in an occupational therapist. So it'll be me and a speech therapist. And we serve pediatric population, and we focus on speech, feeding, and occupational therapy.
Love it. Awesome. All right, Emily.
Hello, I'm Emily Gavin. I'm an occupational therapist, and I'm in Philadelphia, PA. I started my private practice. I got my LLC in June last year and started seeing patients in September, and I work with caregivers of people living with dementia.
And it's Emily's birthday today. Can everyone in the chat wish Emily a happy birthday? And Emily, thank you for coming on your birthday.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Okay, next, how about Caitlin?
Hi, everyone. I'm Caitlin. I'm a pediatric speech therapist. I own Rocket Speech Therapy, which is in New Jersey. I opened my practice about a year and a half ago, and I started it on the side. I actually still have my full-time job working in a school, but now that's becoming a lot harder because I have a lot of clients, which is a good thing. And this week, I actually just fired two independent contractors. So I'm excited that I'm growing in that way, and I never would have pictured myself here. About like 5 years ago, I got a memory, or I got a memory from 5 years ago that I was just babysitting. And now I'm like, wow, like I'm a boss of someone. So it's pretty cool to see how I've grown.
Yes. And that's huge, right? Like, isn't it funny? Sometimes you look back on life and you're like, I can't believe that this is happening, right?
Yeah.
And so
forget sometimes, like from day to day, like how far you've actually come.
Yes. As in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay, Melissa.
Wow, what great stories. My gosh. So I'm Melissa. I'm in SoCal. I started my practice, Honeybee Speech, in July. July 17th was when I opened. I started it on the side, only Saturdays. I thought 9 to 12. I'm cutting it off at 12. That lasted a week and a half. And then it grew to 10 clients and 15 clients, and I had to make a wait list. And it was just, the response was way more than I had anticipated. I was working as a telehealth SLP for 3 years by then. And one of the factors that pushed me on to private practice was looking at the screen 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, which is so much. And then I told my director at the time, like, I'm going to transition over to this. Thankfully, she was so supportive, and I told her part-time for a couple months, and then I'll let you know when I need to transition. And that lasted a week, and then I told her, I'm so sorry, I have to transition. And so far in, 3 months after I officially started, I had 30 clients, and now I'm 6 months in, a full caseload, wait list going so large. It's so many clients, and I'm very thankful to have this problem, and I need to hire. That's a goal within this year, and I'm very, very thankful I took the plunge. So thank you, Jenna, for helping me make that decision.
You're so welcome, right? Like, these are, can y'all feel the energy of our panelists tonight, right? Those of you who are watching in the audience, like, these are the types of people that this program attracts, like, really, like, nice, smart, motivated, collaborative, kind people. And so anyway, I'm just so excited to be able to share, you know, their journeys with you all. So my next question, I actually kind of want to take a step back help you guys remember where you were before you joined the program, before you started your private practice, because that is exactly where many of the people who are watching tonight are, right? So Casey, could you kind of describe like where you were either in life, like literally, like where were you working at the school? Like what were you doing? And then also kind of like where your headspace was before you started seeing private clients and joining the START program?
Yeah. So I started out initially in the hospitals. I was working in acute care with adults. And then I was like, this is not for me. So I transitioned to an outpatient peds clinic and I loved it. And I worked with peds for 8 years. But then I was kind of feeling I was just being very much overworked. And, you know, it stopped being about the kids and the practice. So I left and I went back to acute care. Thought that maybe I was supposed to be there and my heart just yearned for peds again. I did not like being around sick people all day. And I, so I got married, I bought a house, and then I got pregnant with my baby. And so I went on maternity leave and I thought I was just going to go be a working mom and go back to the hospital. And I had my baby and everything changed. And then it was absolutely, now I want to show her that she has a strong working mom, but I also want to be a big part of her life. So I had my daughter and I was super lucky that my husband was really supportive. And he had been telling me forever since I got out of school that I should start a private practice. And I think I'm ready, but I don't know where to start. So we sat on it for a long time. And then I had been a part of Jenna's program and he finally said, you just need to, the Facebook. And he said, you just need to do it. And he sat me down. He's like, we're doing it today. And we did it. And we did it for my daughter. And I haven't looked back. And it's the best decision I ever made.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Support is so important, right? And I know that a lot of us have people in our lives who are supporting us, who have been like trying to like pump us up, right? Like our biggest cheerleaders, right? It sounds like your husband's like your biggest cheerleader, right?
Yes.
And sometimes like, we like that head trash comes in and the imposter syndrome and we think like, oh man, like I can't do it. Right. Even though we have people telling us that we can. Right.
And I was truly stuck in your analysis paralysis. You go over that in the program and I was stuck there. I just told him like, I don't know what to do. So having the step by step really helped me. And Cassidy, I'm reading your comment. It is so important to me that I am here raising my daughter actively, and I am very lucky. We outfitted the front of my house. If you join Jenna's program, you'll learn about different places you practice. And we outfitted the front of my house as a full therapy gym. I have a therapy swing. I have the flooring, everything. And in between clients, I get to go in, see my daughter, hug her, kiss her, and then go back and see clients and do what I love.
Yes, absolutely. I love that, right? Like that's why people do this, right? Is because they want to be able to have that, you know, whatever it is that they want, right? For some people, it's to be able to be close to their kids. For some people, it's to be able to have time for travel, whatever. But I'm also a big fan of leading the way and showing our children like what we're capable of. So I also really like and appreciate that aspect of your story.
Thank
awesome.
You. My daughter does love all the therapy tools right now and toys, actually, as I'm watching her play in the front of my therapy gym while I'm doing this.
I love it. I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Emily, can you please share kind of where you were in life before you decided to join the START program and start your practice?
So I had been working for a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, a PACE program, for 10 years. And in May of 23, I got laid off. And I had always kind of had in my back pocket that I kind of wanted to develop a specific expertise in dementia care so that maybe if at some point things didn't go the way I wanted them to with my job, that I would have private practice as an option, or at least, you know, some kind of consulting, I sort of thought of it as. But when I got laid off, I really felt like this was the time. I had actually been aware of Jenna's work since I had graduated from grad school as an OT in 2012. I think it was 2013. I got her little ebook before all of this, and sort of dabbled a little bit in seeing private clients back then. When I got laid off, I went looking again for Jenna to see what she was doing and found all of this and really just decided that this was the thing to do. And I cannot even, you know, just that whole thing of like, if I hadn't had this program, I feel like I would still be trying to figure stuff out that is now figured out and behind me. And now I'm just moving forward. And I'm incredibly grateful for that.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And Emily, I think that, you know, a lot of people feel like our professions are safe from things like layoffs, but like layoffs happen, right? And I've had Tommy, who's one of the mentors for the START program, she joined the program after being laid off completely out of surprise. It wasn't due to COVID. It was actually before COVID. And like sometimes these things happen, right? And so you can either be totally like devastated by it, not know what to do, or you can say, you know what, that's maybe it's a sign. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. So I don't, you know, love obviously that you got laid off, but I'm glad that it brought us together. And I'm glad that you've been able to create this entirely new life for yourself as a result. So thank you for being here, Emily, and for that. Caitlin, can you share where you were in life before joining the START program and pursuing your private practice?
Sure. So I was working full time at a school and then part time after school and on Saturdays at a private practice. And I always did that ever since I got my C's and was allowed to do per diem work. And then over time, I kind of just started to get annoyed that I was giving up some of the money and that I was doing all the work. And part of me like wanted to ask for a raise, but then I was kind of scared. And I was like, why don't I just do this myself? But I had no idea how to do that. And then talking to some other people, they kind of make it sound so scary. They're like, oh, no, like that was a dream of mine, too. Like, you know, you don't want to have to deal with paying rent and deal with insurance companies. It kind of just made it sound really scary. And then I came across this program on social media and I saw that there was like the new way to starting a practice, which didn't include like opening up a whole brick and mortar place and that you don't have to take insurance. And it kind of just made it sound like, okay, this is something I can do. And if I have just one person, like that's a start and I could do this on the side and I don't have to leave my job and it doesn't have to be this big, scary thing. So I was like, I don't have anything to lose. I'll just give this a shot. And now I'm like, I honestly can't really even imagine like opening up a place. I really like doing in-home therapy and I don't accept insurance and I'm private pay only and I've made it work. So I'm happy that I found this and found an easy way that took away like all of the questions that I had. Every question that I had, I'm like, I have no idea how to do that. But then this was able to help me and lead me in the right direction.
Thank you. And I also really like, you know, that you still have your full-time job in the schools, right? That this really is like the on the side hustle, right? And so can you, before we move on to Melissa, I promise Melissa I'll get to in a second, but can you talk to, again, just a little bit about like what that's like, right? Because there are, I'm sure, lots of people listening who are like, well, I'm not ready to leave my job yet. I really do want to do this on the side. So could you just share a little bit about what that looks like for you?
Yeah. So to be honest, now it's getting really hard because I have so many clients that I'm seeing. But it's just powerful to know that like, say I were to, for whatever reason, lose my job. Like, I have something to fall back on. And I didn't have to, I kind of always thought I had this idea that, like, okay, if you start a private practice, like, you just have to, like, drop everything and go right into it. But, like, it was, it's kind of like what you make. Like, I accept whoever I want to take on, and I'm in control of how many I take on. So it's like I can have just one client or two clients, or, you know, however many that takes, and still have, like, the comfort of my full-time job. Without, like, it just takes the pressure off where I didn't have to leave, and I could just do kind of whatever I, however big I want to make it is what I can make of it.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Totally. Absolutely. Right. Because you're in control, right? Who remembers the cars that we talked about the other night, right? The car analogy, right? That you can go as fast as you want and see how many of our clients you want, right? It's nice to be in control, right? And that's exactly what Caitlin is saying. So, love it. Okay, Melissa, can you share where you were in life and in your headspace before you joined the START program and started your practice?
Yeah, so I was working as a teletherapist for 3 years, and that's where I got my, I started my CF, and it was right at the peak of the pandemic, so everyone was a teletherapist. And I, the clinic that I work for is about 2 hours away from me, and I was supposed to go in person, but then the pandemic hit, and then they gave me the opportunity to continue on telehealth. I liked it, but then towards the end of the third year, it was just getting too much. I'm a homebody, but it was too much home. So I had to get out and try looking in where I live, I guess the place that I'm in, there's barely any speech pathologists here. The only kind of position that you could have here is in the schools. And all the schools are just so, all the speech pathologists are just so burned out. All of my friends, majority are the speech pathologists here. And everyone is just, you can just see it in their face, burned out. I'm like, we're 3 years in. How are you burned out already? And the hospital, I never was that SLP be in the hospital, so that wasn't an option. And then the third option was to be an in-home speech pathologist, and I didn't like that either. So I thought the only, I want to be at a clinic, but there's nothing here. And I thought, like, why don't I make it? Like, why don't I just open my own thing up? And there used to be one years ago, but right when I graduated with my bachelor's and came back where I live, it closed down. So that kind of scared me. But then I thought, like, I don't know what they went through. I'm like, it's going to be me. I know I love talking about finances. I love that kind of world. So I was like, let's do it. And I'm so happy that every family member, friend, everybody was so supportive. I'm like, just do it. I'm like, oh, okay. So I started with the on the side on the Saturday, and then it just grew. And now I'm at the point where right before this call, I was talking to another a person who's trying to release out a bigger space because I need bigger. This is already the second place that I'm at. I need to get go to a bigger place. And it's truly been a crazy, crazy experience. But I will say one of the biggest factors that I really appreciated about Jenna's program was the Facebook group. That just paid for it in and of itself, because I swear there's so many people where I'm like, I'm the only one going through this issue. Woe is me. And it's like, no, there's like 30 other people. And they all have different ways of solving their issue. I'm like, oh, thank God. So that has really, really helped me. Like, yes. I think it, just a Facebook group, I'll just take that. But then the program where, yes, the information of how to open up a private practice is out there, but Jenna's makes it so easy because it's all like, then there's short videos. I feel like I have undiagnosed ADHD. If I see a 20, 30 minute video, well, I'm most likely not going to watch it. But there are 3 minute videos. Easy. I can do that. So really, really helpful.
And can I jump in about the Facebook group? I totally agree. The Facebook group is worth, I mean, yeah. You just can't even put a price on it. I would be mental breakdown, like worried about something, and my husband would be like, ask that group you're in. And I'd go and I'd search it, or I'd ask it. Sorry, that's my daughter. And it would be there and no one was judgy and no one made me feel bad. And everyone always in there is like really excited about your growing. And it's good to be around people who are excited for you. So they're always saying, congratulations. That's awesome. And it is a real community. Which I've never been like a part of so many like-minded people that also want to help each other.
Oh, and then if I could say one more thing, again, I'm big on finances. So working at my previous job, 3 years in, helped a lot in build the company. And I was at $48 an hour. And I was pushing for 50. Like, I have all this experience. I'm putting so much in the company. 50. Can I just get to 50? And I got so much pushback. And now I make that in like 15, 10 minutes. And it's like, I honestly, and I'll share, because eventually I will be on the podcast in March. And man, like what I made 40 hours a week, I only work 26 hours a week, and I'm already making double what I made at my previous job. 26 hours a week. That's all I work. I have Wednesdays off. I don't work Wednesdays. I could if I wanted to, but I don't. This is my mental break day. I only work 4 days a week. Only like 8-7 hours max. I'll do a makeup session maybe on a Saturday, but that's it. So I have so much more time.
So much more time. Oh my God. So much to unpack there. Right. So, you know, and everyone who's been part of boot camp has been hearing me say this, right? I think that some of you, it's not that any of you that I think, whatever, that you think I'm lying or something, right? But like, I think sometimes, like, if you haven't done the math and you haven't thought about it, it just seems impossible to think that this is real and that this is a real option, right? But like, when you really can realize the amount of money that your employer is paying you, and then also like what you're generating for them, where if you just cut out that middleman and do it for yourself, like you can make a ton more money in less time and only work with the favorite populations that you like working with the most, right? It like literally is a win-win-win situation that you just have to trust yourselves to be able to do, right? Yes, I see comments in the Emily is an OT. So we have Emily on the, oh, yes. Yeah, she's over there. Yep. We have OTs in the program. Also, we have an OT mentor. Her name is Michelle. She's awesome. So we've had more and more OTs join us lately, which we're really, really excited about. Okay. So my next question that relates kind of to what y'all are talking about, and some of you already said this. So if you kind of already said your answer, you can either say it again or choose something else. But what would you say has been your favorite part of the program, right? I know Casey, for you, it's definitely like the Facebook group and the everything else. Melissa, I just want to say something about the short videos. So we completely re-recorded the program in 2023. So it's all completely brand new information. And one of the major changes that we made was make the videos shorter. The videos did used to be about, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. And we thought, nope, people don't have time for that. People just like tell me exactly what to do and let me do it. And so again, we want to keep people moving forward. Let me ask Emily. Emily, what has been an aspect of the program that you have enjoyed the most?
Gosh, definitely the Facebook group has been huge. Just knowing that massive group of people is out there rooting for you really, really does something. And really just knowing that there's a place you can go to ask whatever question, because it's so easy to get stuck and be like, well, I'm not really sure if this is the right thing to do. Am I doing it right? You know, and there's just somebody to ask. So I think that's huge.
Awesome. And I do see a question in there. Yes, lifetime access to all of the videos and trainings, including updates, right? There's people who brought this program in 2019 they got the brand new version in 2023. So our plan going forward is to record new videos as they come. So rather than having to kind of wait and overhaul the entire program at once, when something new happens, when something changes, when there's something that we maybe no longer recommend, we take that out and then we put in things that we do recommend. And so updates are included because this is an evolving thing, right? So as we learn more, as our students discover new things, as we find out better ways to do this, like we want to share that with all of our students. So great question in the chat, and keep the questions coming. I promise that we will be able to answer them.
Hi there, Jenna Castor-Casbon here, and I hope that you're loving the episode so far. Chances are you've been listening to this podcast for a while and soaking up a ton of information from myself and our guests, and it's time to make the shift from dreaming to doing and go from inspiration to implementation. Successful private practices don't build themselves. At The Independent Clinician, we help regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners using our proven systems. No more guessing, no more Googling, no more sleepless nights stressing about legalities. We can help you just like we've helped the guests featured on this show. They didn't guess or stress their way through private practice. Instead, they got step-by-step help along the way, and we're excited to help you too. If you need help to get set up and started with private clients on the side, the Start Your Private Practice program is perfect for you. If you've already started and you want to transition into full-time private practice and be successful once you're there, the Grow Your Private Practice program is your next step. To learn more about our programs, go to independentclinician.com. Now back to the episode.
Caitlin, do you mind sharing an aspect of the program that you've liked the most?
Sure. I love the Facebook group, like everyone else said, but I also really like how everything is just outlined step by step. Because like going into this, I had literally no clue whatsoever. Like I went to school to be a speech therapist. I had no idea about anything to do with business. So that whole aspect of opening a business was scary and weird. And I just had no clue what I was doing. So having step-by-step videos of exactly what I needed to do was something that I needed, or else I would have had no clue what to do. And I like how I can watch what applies to me. So like anything that was about like, you know, opening up an actual facility, I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. I'm just going to skip over that. But or anything with insurance, I'm like, I'll watch this just to see if it's something I want to do, but I'm not super interested in it right now. So I can always go back to that if that's something that I want to do. But just the fact that it's laid out and organized, and just I know like there's some kind of guide for me to follow, because you can talk to someone about opening up a business, but this is just, okay, this is exactly what I need to do. And it's laid out for speech therapists and OTs. And it's not just like random YouTube videos on how to open up an LLC. Like, you know, it tells you exactly what I needed. So just to have that is amazing.
Yeah, I want to help save time, right? Like so many people have been thinking about this for a long time, right? I don't know. Did any of you like think about private practice for like a long time, or did you kind of like, yeah, tell us about it, Casey.
So once I started in the clinic that I worked at, I thought like, oh, I would love to do this, but I could never do this. Like, I don't know anything about business. I could never bill insurance. I couldn't. And then, you know, leaving and having my daughter and my husband's support, like I said, really pushed me. But even not until I started watching your videos did I feel like I could do it. I was like, I will never be able to have a tax number or make an LLC like that. I don't know how to do that. I'm going to have to hire everyone. And going through your video step by step, it helped me do it. But I always wanted to own a practice, but I never thought I could do it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way, right? Because like we're all helping people, right? We go into this profession and we have that as like our core identity. And so very few SLPs and OTs have any kind of business background. And so we therefore think that we can't do it, right? It's like if you you know, don't consider yourself an athlete, let's say, but then you want to start playing the sport, you may like have an identity thing where like, I don't know if I'm going to be good at this because just because I've never done it before, right? But I think it's important to realize that like we can learn new things. Like you can learn how to do things, and the easiest and quickest way to do it truly is to do it like step by step with someone not only who has done it for themselves, but has literally helped thousands of people do it, right? Like by the end of this boot camp enrollment period, we're going to probably cross the 3,000 student mark, right? That's a lot of people that have come through this program that we know, again, how to help in the most efficient way, right? And so we're very proud of that, and we're very excited about that. So the last thing, I am going to open it up to some questions, and I'm actually just going to read a couple, and then whoever wants to take it, you know, just raise your hand or whatever. But there was a really great question that someone said, and unfortunately on my end, I can't see all of your names, right? This software that we use just says Facebook user for a lot of you. So I apologize for not being able to call out your name. But anyway, it says, can someone share what it was like to start a private practice on the side and how to carve out those extra hours in the beginning? And then how did you start to think about going full time? Could any of you take that question? Go for it, Melissa.
I think for me, my situation was a little easier because I don't have kids. Again, I'm a homebody, so I'm not really doing anything on the weekends anyway. So on Saturday, I carved out again, like 9 to 12. I'm only going to work that time. As I mentioned earlier, it quickly grew. I think I was working from 9 to 5 on a Saturday because I couldn't say no. For me, it was easy because of that, having the little ones. I know it's hard for a lot of clinicians who have a lot of little ones who don't have anybody else to help care for them. But for me, I just not really doing anything on Saturday. So that's how it was easy for me to select that day.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, Emily?
I just wanted to, my situation was a little weird because, so I got laid off with 6 months left on my public service loan forgiveness. So I had to work through the fall at nonprofit organizations to finish out my loan obligation. And so I was working 30 hours a week. I had a job as a research assistant at one university, and I was adjuncting at another university and starting my private practice all at the same time. And it was a lot. It was, I worked many hours through the fall, but I was building up my caseload. And I had like a day and a half. I had reserved Tuesdays and about 4 hours on Sundays for my private practice. And in December, when the adjuncting gig was done, I opened up Fridays to seeing private people. And just today, I went and cleaned out my cubicle at my research assistant job. And my loan is done. So I'm very excited. Thank you, everybody. It was a very good birthday present. I'm now, right now, this is the time. I need to double my caseload now. And the way I'm going to do that is now that I have the time, I'm going to go all out marketing to double that caseload and get it really filled up so that I am truly full time.
I love that. And now Emily's in the Grow program, so we're helping her with all of that too, which is pretty cool. I saw a question in the comment about single parents. I don't know if any of y'all are single parents, but we do have single parents in the program. And so we've had actually several people come through who have been in a position where they needed to earn more money for various reasons. And so, yes, carving out time is something that can be challenging for people with other obligations, whether it's children, whether it's parents that you're caring for, whether it's, you know, no matter what. But I think what most people really try to do is get into this mindset of saying, you know what, I'm going to purposefully enter a busy season in order to have more time later, right? We had a student in the program, her name is Kristen, she's in Arizona, and she had three little girls, and she had a husband with some medical issues, and she joined START, and she said, you know what, everyone, like, I'm going to be really busy for the next couple of months to get this practice off the ground, because I don't want to go back to my school in the summer. And I think that she joined the program in about March, and she had a completely full caseload in 3 months because she wanted it to be that way, and she didn't go back. And now she has an amazing private practice in Arizona, right? So the other thing I just want to highlight is that you can go as fast or slow as you want to, right? There are people who truly just want to see a handful of clients on the side, and that's their goal, right? They want to supplement their income, and that's kind of what they want to do. There's other people who want to go quickly, right? They want to start and grow very quickly. Casey, can I use you as an example of that?
Yes, absolutely. I feel so proud about it. So yes, please. And I thank you so much, because without you, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, but okay, tell them the numbers.
Yes. So I started in November with no clients, and I am now at 18 clients. And I do have to say, the marketing, I got the marketing stuff from Jenna, and that helped so much. And like, she talks about talking to your, like, people in the Facebook groups, mom groups. I have got so many people from that, and it has helped me so much. So from November to now, I've made it to 18 patients and now added an OT.
And you have like two evals next week.
Oh, yeah. I have one on Friday and then two on Monday.
Yeah. So that's like that. That would be the definition of like a fast tracker, right?
Yeah. I wanted to be all in, and I wanted more time with my daughter. So I was the mindset, I'm going to work my tail end off right now. While she was sleeping, I was up watching videos, and any nap time, I did anything I could. And then now it's a little more smooth sailing.
Yeah, totally. But again, it's because you've made it that way, right? And so I think that that's the other thing is, you know, I don't think I use this analogy during boot camp this time, but it's kind of like a choose your own adventure situation. Like, you can choose what you want your private practice to look like, right? You can choose to specialize in something specific or whatever. Yes, Melissa.
So quick story. When I first opened my private practice, right before I was about to open, my husband and I went to Hawaii for like a quick little vacay. And I was renting a room in a dentist's office. So kind. He rented me a space for like pennies. I was so thankful. And I remember one of the last things he ever told me was, enjoy that break. That's going to be the last break you take for a long time. And I go, absolutely not. A month later, I went a week to New Mexico. I've gone to Disneyland. Well, I'm going to Disneyland next weekend. We've gone to so many places. Like, what do you mean? I chose a private practice so I can have more time, not take a vacation every couple of years. You're crazy. No
exactly.
way. I've been so many vacations. I was saying medications. No, vacations. Yeah, I have so much more time. So that will always stick with me. But I love the fact that that didn't happen to me. Like, no, I'm going to go on vacations. I'm going to have more time. So
yeah. Not me. Well, but I love that. And that's like one of the things that just like you said, people in kind of regular jobs don't get to really take that many vacations, right? Like when I used to work at the hospital, we got a ton of PTO, right? I got a ton of paid time off, and then we weren't basically ever allowed to use it, right? And so that like felt super unfair to me. And so, yeah, people, you can absolutely take vacations. And sometimes people say like, but what about your clients? It's like, well, your clients are also okay to take a break. And your clients love you, and they are thrilled for you to go on vacation, right? You're helping their child, their loved one, them spouse, like them. They're like, no, you're awesome. You go to Disneyland and you have an amazing time, right? They want that for you. And I think that that's really important. There was a great question. I can just take this one real quickly. How do you get into mom groups if you don't have children of your own? So there are some parent groups where you like have to send pictures. I don't know. Some parent groups are like a little bit nutty about it. But, you know, it's no one's business, really, if you have kids or not. You could be trying to have kids. You could be an adoptive parent. You could be fostering. You could be any number of situations. So in most cases, moms groups and, you know, parent groups are not like double checking, right? So you, again, you could be in any type of a situation where you're might be having a kid, right? So that's one thing to think about. There's a good question that I'm going to ask one of you all to answer, which is, what do you do if you don't have money for assessments or perhaps other things in your business when you're first getting started? Who'd like to take that one? Okay, Casey?
So I, as a speech therapist, we have to supervise CFs. And I always tell my CF, your clinical judgment is the most important thing. So there are tons of, you can do informal assessment, especially if just starting out, you're not taking insurance right away. Use your clinical judgment and it will take you way farther than any assessment will. Only some insurances require assessments. Still, even not all insurance requires assessments. So use your clinical judgment and just how you would informally assess someone, you know, look at all the areas that you look at with an assessment and just use your clinical opinion and it works. I think parents trust you more than they trust a test in a paper that has just been given to random people. And so use your clinical judgment. And then when you get the money, buy investment test. And I think that's what I really liked about the private practice program is it was really about starting, you know, as debt-free as possible. So it goes into that in the program on how you can do that because it's, you don't want to go in it and get all this debt, make all this debt. So I just used my clinical judgment until I was ready.
Yes. Awesome. Melissa.
And I learned in the group that there's, you can buy digital versions of the assessment. I didn't know that. Facebook group. And then there's other Facebook groups where there's other speech pathologists who sell their materials because they're retiring or they're going somewhere. I didn't know that. Now I do. So saves you a lot of money.
Well, and those are the kind of like little tricks and tips that you wouldn't necessarily know, right? And so like it's really important for people to be able to get that information. There's a good question about competing with other practices in your area. Who feels like you could kind of speak to whether or not you feel in competition with other practices or what that kind of looks like? Yeah, Casey.
I would really love, sorry, I don't mean to take over, but I really want to talk about this one because it's so important. And this, they go into this into the private practice program, but I really am of the mindset is it's not a competition. And this morning I talked to two other private practices in my area to refer them kids and they sent me over kids. Jenna, you know, really talks about there are so many kids that need help and we don't have to gatekeep them. And so I have a really good relationship with other people in my area in Santan where I don't take a certain insurance that they take. So I, you know, recommend my patients go to them and they don't have afternoon spots where I have afternoon spots and we work together as a team in the area and we just want to get the kids help. So I don't feel like we are competing and I feel really lucky that I have other supportive people in the area who want the kids to get services. So I've really found that just calling and talking or stopping by and being like, hey, I'm new in the area. This is what I serve. And like there's an OT out here who specializes in hands. My OT does not want anything to do with hands. So we just transfer her and recommend, and then they give us, you know, the sensory stuff they don't want. So it's, I think it's been really great having other practices around us.
Yeah, it really is a mindset thing. And, you know, I think that, again, this is part of the new way to be in private practice. The old way really is that competitive mentality of like, I want to get all the clients and I want to keep them for myself and like whatever else. I think like most of us can say, well, I used to work in a hospital. So I'll say any of you who worked in hospitals know that like they keep these really long wait lists. And as a clinician, I was always heartbroken about that. And I always felt like really bad about it. Like, how could I evaluate someone who had just had a stroke and be like, oh no, you have to wait for months for services because we don't have enough, you know, spots for you, right? And a lot of therapists like feel bad about that and don't think that way, right? If there's someone who has a more acute need, like we want to send them to another clinic, even if it means that we don't get to see them. You know what I mean? So it all works out, and it's a nice way to share. There was a really great question. I should have probably asked you all this question, but how did you all get your first client? Caitlin, do you mind taking that one?
So I actually got my first client. It was exactly 2 weeks after I announced opening, and it was from a mom's Facebook group. So I just posted in there that I had a practice, and she messaged me saying that she found me from a Facebook group. And that's still to this day how I get a lot of people that call me. And I just continue to comment on things because mom's Facebook groups are always like, oh my gosh, my kid's not talking. Like, do you know any speech therapists in the area? And even if I'm like fully booked, I always comment because then people will look back like months later. And then at that point when they're like ready to reach out, because they'll like search in the search bar, like, oh, speech therapist, and then find an old post. And at that point, I might have an opening. And then they're calling me back from something that I commented on maybe 6 months ago. And now I still see that client. And then now I see their sibling too. So just from that one post in a mom's group, we're still here.
I love that. I know. The other thing, and one of the things we talk about in the program too, is how to post in mom's groups, right? Because there are, and I already talked about kind of like how to get into them, even if you're not a parent, right? But there also are ways to kind of navigate being in a parent group. And I just want to say too, it's not just parent groups, but there's also local groups, right? Like I live in a town called Newton, and we have like a Newton community group with like, I don't know, 20,000 people in it or something, right? And that's not specifically for parents. It's just anybody who lives in the town, right? And so like you can come up with all kinds of places to find, I call them pockets of people, right? You can find pockets of people who are looking for therapy services. Let's see. There was a really great question. Do either of the other two of you want to talk about where you got your first client?
I got the same Facebook groups. That's been very organic for me, getting really good patients who, you know, and then I feel like they trust you more because they also see you posting in there. And it's been great for me.
I really mind my network. You know, there was my first client came from my initial Facebook post, somebody I went to high school with, who was a social worker, LCSW, referred one of her clients to me. And that was my first client who I am still seeing on a private pay basis. But the other thing was, you know, I reached out to the social worker at the memory center where my father-in-law goes, because we had some connection with her. And I was like, hey, I'm starting this. They used to send all their referrals to one of my mentors, but she stopped taking Medicare, and I do take Medicare. So we were able to kind of mesh, and that's one of my biggest referral sources right now.
I love that. Yeah, it's a great thing. You know, there's so such need out there, right? And I know that everyone who is already in the program obviously sees that, but I know that even those of you who are not in it yet are like, no, I know that there's a need in this community, right? So now it's just kind of up to you to say like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to help myself, but I'm going to help my community. There was one question about kind of how do you help families understand the scope and what you do and everything. I'll just take that one real quick. A website is great, right? Like when you have a website, you say, and think of a website like an online brochure. I think that makes it a little bit less intimidating, but you can choose to market your services to whoever it is that you feel the most comfortable with. And I think that's really, really good. I am going to do the giveaway in a second. I did not forget about the giveaway. But I do want to go around really quickly to our panelists one more time. And could you just share, like, if you were on, talk to a former member of yourself or a former version of yourself rather, and maybe if you were on the fence about joining the program, you know, what would you have like said to yourself, or I guess what would you say to others who are on the fence about joining the START program? Casey, do you mind starting?
Yes, absolutely. I would say I read a comment that they thought, private practice was for many years down the line, but that's what I wish I would have told myself. Start now and just do it. And your future self is already done and thanking you so much for it, because your future self is living a better life and taking vacations and getting to spend time with your family or your dogs or whoever you want. You're getting to focus on what you want and just do it. Not your future self is already done. So just get started.
Yes. I love that. I love that. Okay, Emily, what would you tell someone who is on the fence about joining the START program?
Really, you know, I have a couple of colleagues who have been also working on starting private practices, and I think they think that they're economizing by not jumping in and investing in this program. And I know that the investment was worth it because I've paid it off already and I am out there earning money. It's not economizing to not invest in yourself.
Yeah. And it pays for itself. I say it pays for itself in one client, but it actually pays itself in like less than one client. Right. And so it pays very, very quickly. And that's on purpose, right? I want to have something that's going to help everyone get an amazing return on investment, especially compared to, graduate school, which some of you may be paying for, except for Emily, who just finished paying off her loans today, right? Which is awesome, right? But like, I know that it's investment, right? Like I'm not trying to sugarcoat that, right? But it is one that pays for itself very, very quickly. And then like you can literally have exponential income as a result. Let's see, Caitlin, what would you say to people who are on the fence?
I've never had a single regret about it, and I've never seen anyone else that's had a regret about it either. It's really life-changing, and I saw a comment that said like something about being that it can be intimidating, and I feel like that's kind of how I was at first. It's like, oh, well, like I'm not good enough to do that. Like, I'm not a business owner. Like, look at all these other people. Like, these clients are going to go to them. Like, they know what they're doing. Like, nobody really knows what they're doing. And I kind of just started telling myself, like, instead of saying, like, oh, why would they pick me or why would anyone go to me? I'm like, well, you know what? Why not me? And just do it. Just throw it out there. And it's like, why wouldn't they go to you? You know, you're good at what you do, and believe in yourself because it's worth it.
Yes, totally. All right, Melissa, I'm going to get to you in 1 second, but I want our users. So again, on the platform we're using on StreamYard, I cannot see most of your names, okay? Unfortunately, this is just the way it's set up. So I'm going to do the giveaway for the new client onboarding kit, but I need y'all to actually type your names into the chat, right? I know it's a little bit weird because it's, you know, you or whatever, but just like Julie, type the word Julie, or Sandra, type Sandra, whatever your name is. But that's the way that I'm going to be able to know who's on in order to make the giveaway happen. So as everyone's typing in your names, Melissa, do you mind sharing what would be like a pep talk for people who are on the fence?
Oh, man. I would like, what's the worst that can happen? Truly. Like what you lose. I didn't do the fast track one. I wanted to take my own time on it. And I was like, what's the worst that can happen? I can try it. And if it works out, great. if it doesn't, I tried. I truly did try. And I feel like if I have to, again, I love finances. There was one comment that has stuck with me since day one. And it was the speech pathologist that was making, I think, six figures working only 3 days a week. And so, honestly, guys, and I'll share, I don't mind it. Where, and I'm so excited to tell you, Jen, I'm almost close to this number. I'm so close. Where 4 days a week, 26 hours a week, that's the max I make. A month, I'm so close to hitting 10K. So close. I'm like, there, I was nowhere near this number at my other practice. Nowhere, nowhere near this number. And now I am so close. I paid off that private practice course quick, so quick. And it's not a guarantee. Everybody's practice journey is going to be different. Mind you, I specialize in the beginning. I'm only Arctic and early intervention. I got an agreement with a local regional center who has been sending me so many clients. That has really helped. But it's possible. It is so possible. So I'm so glad I took the leap and internally grateful. Internally grateful. So thank you.
You are welcome. So also, like, thank you for trusting yourself, but also trusting me, right? Like, there's an element for all of you who haven't joined us yet, right? Is that you may not trust yourself. Again, I think that most people do trust me, right? But they just don't trust, like, that they can do it, right? And so my whole point of having a panel discussion tonight, well, it was two. One was to have these words and whatnot and what people are to be able to achieve come from their mouths, right? So that they're the ones telling you all this and not me, right? But also for you just to hear that there's so many different ways to do this, right? There's so many different ways to be in private practice. And like, that's what I highlight on my podcast also, but that's what I wanted to highlight for everybody tonight. Okay, so I'm going to do the giveaway. So I've had all of his names, and what I'm doing is I'm not looking at the thing and I'm just scrolling with my mouse and I'm going to stop on someone's name. Okay. The first person is Taylor Peck. Taylor Peck, you are winner number one of the new client onboarding kit. And now I'm moving my mouse around again. And the new person is Melanie. Melanie, I don't know your last name, but Melanie, will you message either me or a team member of mine will reach out to you. But Taylor Peck and Melanie, you are the winners of the new client onboarding kit. So congratulations. So I hope that this was helpful, right? I hope that it was helpful for all of you to hear from our panelists. And I truly want y'all to realize that that this can be you, right? That these, you could be up here, right? And I actually want to invite you, challenge you something. We're going to do our next boot camp again sometime in the spring. I'm not sure exactly when. But I would love to have you come on, right? You to be our next success story, because you did it, because you jumped in, you followed the program, you did the steps, and you got the support that you needed, you got that accountability that that you needed, and you did it, and you're just like these people. And I think that you'll look back and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to me too, right? So enrollment, as everyone knows, is open for a few more days, right? We're going to be shutting down the winter enrollment on Monday night. I will tell you, I still have some of these books, right? This is a physical version of the workbook. Everybody gets a digital version of the workbook. But for people who join between now and Friday night, we have at least some of these left. I think we've had 55 people join and I have 100 books. So make sure that you join before tomorrow night if you want to. And also, as soon as you join, please let me know what your favorite color is so I can get you up on the board, right? I will also say, not that this is a huge deal, but if pink or purple are your favorite colors, you're also going to want to join soon because those two colors are going quickly. So anyway, thank you to all of our panelists. Thank you to all of our audience, our boot campers for being here. I hope that everyone has a wonderful night. And thank you all for being a part of this private practice movement, which is gaining steam and helping so many people have that freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and finances that they desire and deserve. So again, thank you all for being here, and I hope to see you in the program with these guys. All right, take care, everybody.
Wow, weren't those stories so powerful? I hope that as you listen to their stories, you saw yourself in various aspects of their lives and can see how they've transformed their careers by being in private practice. They took a chance on themselves and, frankly, me by joining the START program, and it worked to give them the future that they needed, whether they were seeking freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, or financial independence. These are the kind of people that the Start Your Private Practice program attracts. And the good news is that enrollment for the START program is now open. To enroll, just visit privatepracticecourse.com right now, and you'll get immediate access to the exact same program that Casey, Emily, Caitlin, and Melissa all went through to get set up, started, and seeing private clients. Again, that's privatepracticecourse.com. As always, thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for another episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. Till then.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.